Welcome to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we discuss real money from real estate. Andrew Cordell gives advice based on firsthand experience. Andrew has experienced the peaks of the real estate market, the lows of the market crash of 2007, and he has taught himself how to rebuild his successful real estate business from scratch after he lost it all. He now helps others learn how to find their own success through his experience, mistakes, and triumphs. And now, your host, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, experienced investor with over 140 houses flipped in only 18 months, Andrew Cordell.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show, where we're talking about real money made from real estate. And I got a great host, co-host with me here in the studio, Karen Ellsworth. Karen, I want to sort of talk a little bit about Karen's story. And guys, this is going to be an awesome show because we're going to be able to hear, which I always enjoy listening from the woman's perspective of how they invest in real estate. Are there advantages? Are there disadvantages? Coming from the woman's perspective, and obviously what we consider a male-dominate industry, which is the real estate industry, as well as the contracting side of industries. And I get this question all the time as I travel and speak across the nation is, you know, from the woman's perspective, you know, is it harder for a woman to be involved in real estate? Can a woman even do real estate investing, or is it too risky for them? And so forth. So we're going to be able to cover a lot of this today. And Karen's got some great stories here we're going to go through. I think it's going to relate to a lot of people. As well, as always, Karen is also a member of the National Association of Real Estate Investors. As many of you know, I'm the founder of this association. And before we even get started, I just want to make sure you understand, if you want to know or become a member of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, now is a great time for you to get involved with our association. It's only $1 a day. And for $1 a day, you'll be able to network and learn from sophisticated investors such as myself, as well as Karen, as well as beginner investors that we have all across not only the nation but the world as well, as our association is now over 6,000 members across the world. It's a great association to be involved in to start your real estate career. So if you'd like to join and become a member of the National Association of Real Estate Investor for literally $1 a day, simply call 1-800-537-3440. I'll give that number again. It's 1-800-537-3440. Now, Karen, let's get started with your story here. And before we do that, actually, let me prefix this by giving a little bit of an introduction about you so the listeners can understand what an experienced investor you are. You've been investing for over 18 years. Your main strategy in real estate investing has been the buy, fix, sell side. So me and you really relate there because that's my favorite as well. You also had a small stint of 7 years. I guess I shouldn't say small stint, but 7 years in the mortgage industry as well, where you were a mortgage broker inside the real estate industry as well. And I'm also happy to say you have 6 children, as well as now 4 grandchildren as well. And guys, ladies and gentlemen, I know we're on the air and not live on TV, but I can rest assure you that when Karen earlier today told me that she had 4 grandchildren, I absolutely could not believe it. I thought you were probably around 38 or to 40 years old, and she does not at all look like a grandmother whatsoever. So, Karen, I hope you take that as a compliment.
Well, thank you.
So, Karen, let's talk about how you got started in real estate. I want to sort of go back into where you were in life. It was obviously 18 years ago, but where were you in life and how did you have an itch to get involved in real estate? Was it something you had always thought about? Did you go to a seminar? Just what was it that provoked you to get involved in real estate?
Well, I actually grew up around real estate. My father was involved. He was an appraiser for many years. He was also a real estate broker. I wasn't sure that I'd ever really get involved until I got married, started having children, and my husband loved rehab. And so we knew that we could earn a chunk of money by rehabbing properties, by buy, fix, and sell. And so raising children, I was kind of a partner on things. He led the way. But it was a really good time for us to invest.
So when you got started in real estate investing, you were already married. You had children. And then you and your husband decided to start making an investment, and you guys chose a strategy, which of course I love, which is the buy, fix, sell strategy. Now, do you feel like the reason you chose that strategy was because that was just a strategy that you knew, or is it because you guys knew that you loved that the design aspect and the making something fresh again? What made you choose the buy, fix, and sell versus maybe a wholesale or maybe a rental property?
Well, at that time, my husband had some experience with rentals.
Okay.
And so we had talked that over, but we really wanted to make chunks of money, not just a little bit of passive income at that time. We needed to bigger blocks of money. So rehabbing was really, that was our way to go.
Now, when you guys were rehabbing this property, was this your full-time career, you and your husband's full-time career, or did you or him have another job? Obviously, I know you were also a mother to these children that you were having, but was there another source of income, or was it just this real estate house?
No, he was working a full-time job.
Okay.
And so this was something we were doing on the side. And, of course, with my children, I was doing that full time, so I wasn't working at the time.
Yeah, I think, and I think, again, as we go through the story, I think it's going to relate to a lot of the listeners here, because this is a very typical setup that happens a lot of times where you have a wife that stays at home. They have the children. They're raising these children. They're going to school. They're of course making all the trips back and forth and being the chauffeur. And I know that's how my mom was, and always on the go, being the mother and taking care of everything and prepping all the food. And then you had a husband that may be out working a full-time job, making this source of income. And now they've made a decision as a husband and wife to make this first investment. I think this is going to relate to a lot of people out here, especially as this story unfolds. So I want to make sure you pay attention, because this is going to take some really good turns here as we go down this road. So you and your husband jump into your very first buy, fix, and sell property as a partnership, as a team. He's working a full-time job. You have a full-time job as a mom with children that you're taking care of. The property that you find, was there any certain unique way? I mean, I know it was 18 years ago. Did the property come about in any certain way, or was it just off the market? Was it a foreclosure? Do you remember anything about the first deal?
Yeah, this deal we found through word of mouth. It was neighbors and friends that had heard that this property was going to go up for sale. And the owner didn't want to sell it to just anyone. And so we went and met with her and were able to work up a good deal.
Sure. So it was your typical off the market type of deal.
Right.
Maybe not a standard off the market where someone was going through bankruptcy or divorce, but it was an off the market deal through word of mouth. You had got it out there that you guys were looking for a deal. And so you and your husband buy this deal. Was it, did you, if you don't mind me asking, did you end up paying cash for it? Did you get a loan for it, a private funds for it, a private investor, a partner? How did you guys fund this first deal?
We used a private lender.
Okay, so you had a private lender that came on. You guys connected with the private lender. They funded this deal for you, and then you guys are going to obviously oversee the construction of this job and then sell it and then pay the investor back as well as make money and have this nice chunk of money. That would obviously help set you guys up even further, because you did have a source with your husband working. So what happens on this project as you start beginning on your very first real estate deal on this rehab? How do you handle this process of this rehab?
Well, the first decision was, do we do the work ourselves or do we hire it out?
And there it is. I wanted you to say it, because I know where it's going. You guys face the decision that every buy, fix, and sell person comes across, which is, do I do the work myself? And I've seen some shows, and I know Bob Vila on This Old House, and I think that we can do this ourselves, and we can. What's the words right there? If we do this ourselves, we can
save money.
Save money. That's everybody's thoughts and opinions. It goes through everybody's head. And so, or the other option is, do we hire a contractor and sort of oversee this process more from a project manager per se, but have a contractor doing all the work for us? So those are the two options that every single buy, fix, and sell person faces on their first project. What choice did you go down?
Do it ourselves.
You chose the DIY. me and my husband are going to get in here, even though we have two full-time jobs. We're going to get in here and we're going to rehab this property ourselves. Now, just to paint a picture for the listeners, was it a large rehab? Was it a minor rehab where you were doing the flooring and the painting in the kitchen, or did you have to move some walls or anything like that?
No, I would say it's about a medium rehab.
Okay.
We didn't take down any walls, paint, carpet, but we did gut the kitchen.
Oh, gut the kitchen. Did you have to gut the bathrooms as well?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, so it's what I a lot of times refer to as a major cosmetic, right? Mm-hmm. So you're really going in updating the entire property sort of start to finish, but not so much adding on or square footage or anything like that. And
right.
It's not a minor cosmetic where it's basically carpet and paint and, you know, fixtures. So you take on this medium rehab type of property. Now tell the listeners, because I know what's going to happen here, but tell the listeners how that project went for you.
Well, it went off really good. We were really excited. We thought we're going to make a lot of money. And my husband said, you know, I can do all this work myself.
Sure.
We're going to save a lot of money.
A lot of money.
A lot of money. So we got into the project, and it actually went really well. The problem was it took a long time.
Yeah.
A lot longer than we'd expected. Many, many trips back and forth to Home Depot and Lowe's and back and forth.
Back and forth.
Oh, I forgot this. So I got to go back. So there was a lot of time and gas and money wasted in that. Had I known then what I know now, we would have done things a lot differently,
right? everybody gets into this, so don't feel bad, but so many people go through that. I went through it as well. I thought I could do this and that, and it's just you end up spending so much time that you don't calculate when you're getting into these major rehab jobs that you just don't account for, and it really messes up your entire project as it goes through it here. So how long does this rehab actually take you and your husband to complete?
It took us about 7 months.
7 months to complete this project.
Embarrassing.
I didn't want to bring that up, but I'm glad you said it. It is embarrassing. Because a normal rehab, like a major cosmetic repair, once you have sort of your power team in place, your contractors and everything, really a process to do a major cosmetic is, you know, maybe 4 to 6 weeks tops that you can get in and out of a rehab of a property and it's back on the market ready for sale. Instead, you have the DIY jump in, we'll do it ourselves. 7 months later, you're still working on the property. And it's not as bad as I've heard. I've heard some stories where it was 18 months, they're still rehabbing a property. So you guys were at least above not the worst that we've ever heard here. But I want to come back and get back in the story about your rehab project. Also, I want to get into some funny stories that happened on the project and the twists and turns that happened throughout your life here right after this break. So guys, if you're listening on the radio show today, if you'd like to get a free copy of my book, the Amazon best-selling book, The Top 12 Strategies in Real Estate Investing, where we cover buy, fix, and sell plus 11 other strategies, simply call 1-800-537-3440 to receive your free copy and only pay shipping and handling of $1.95 to receive an Amazon best-selling book on real estate investing. 1-800-537-3440.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show. The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you're working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate, and I'm excited to have Karen Ellsworth here in the studio with us today, talking about a woman's perspective inside of the investing world. And Karen, we've sort of been going through your story here of how your investing career started over 18 years ago inside of investing. You and your husband started investing. You were doing the buy, fix, and sell process of properties there. You were talking about the very first deal you bought, and you guys decided to do all the rehab yourself. And like every investor faces, do you do the rehab yourself or do you hire the contractors? You and your husband decide to do the rehab work yourself. And I want to pick up right there. What happens next? First of all, let's paint the picture here, because I want the listeners to understand where you were as far as your life when this first property was going on. At that time, how many children did you have?
Four children.
So you already have four children. Do you remember about their ages, youngest to oldest, or the age range there?
Yeah, they range from 3.5 to 11.
Okay, so you got 3.5 years old to 11 year old, four of them running around, causing chaos on a job scene. And not only that, what other is happening else in your life at that time?
I was also pregnant.
You were also pregnant with your fifth child. Very pregnant. So here you are, a full-time stay-at-home mom, taking care of all the children's stuff, taking care of the house, so forth. Your husband has a full-time job as well, and you guys are making this investment. You already have four young children, 3.5 to 11, and you have one on the way, pregnant while doing this rehab, and yet you guys still chose to do the work yourselves?
Well, we were saving money.
I love that. We were saving money. So let's talk a little bit about this money that you saved, okay? First of all, when you got into the job, it ended up taking you 7 months, which realistically, let's just say for being conservative, on a contractor's, it should have taken you no more than 7 weeks. Instead, it takes you 7 months to do this rehab. Of course, you're losing money in interest and profits, utilities, taxes, so forth on this job site during this time frame. And tell us a little bit about what happened at the job. Anything funny happened while you and your husband were doing this?
Well, every job is a learning experience.
Sure.
And you never know what's going to come up. But we had several unexpected challenges. We had a skunk that we found in the window well one day.
Typical,
when we got
right?
there.
Yeah. Show up to a house, there's a skunk.
There you go. There's a little fountain with a little pond in the back.
Yeah.
And there was a family of raccoons that would come out every night.
Okay.
And with the late nights that we were working, that's when we found the raccoons.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's always unexpected things that come up.
Now, did you guys have to remove the family of raccoons there?
We did.
Yeah, I've had to call many, many times on these rehabs, had to call the animal control to come out and basically catch the raccoons or the skunks or whatever they are that you have, and then they take them back out into the wild and release them. So, yeah, I've been through that process many times where you have this, and I haven't had a skunk. I will tell you that's a first. I haven't had a skunk. I've had many, many raccoons before, and it's amazing the damage that raccoons can do to your property. I've had to gut houses before because there was so many families of raccoons living in my attic. That the stench was so bad, we actually had to gut this property, rip out all the drywall, insulation, et cetera. So it is actually a pretty bad hazard. So you guys are dealing with skunk, you're dealing with the raccoons, you're pregnant, yeah, I got four kids running around. Was this a normal 9-to-5 job that you guys were doing on this property?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
So what time did you start working on the properties?
Well, I would be there back and forth with the kids during the day, but it was always after hours, and we spent many late, late nights. But, of course, we were saving money,
yeah.
And this is how we were going to maximize our profit. So it's worth the
sacrifice. It was worth it. So now you guys are working from, 5 o'clock until the 1 a.m. working on these properties, trying to save some money and fix this. And, of course, I'm sure it was just a true blessing for your marriage that you that
right.
It was all spent either at work or at this job site working
right.
while kids were running around screaming and making another mess, also while capturing raccoons and skunks.
Right.
So far it sounds great. Wonderful investment you guys have made here. So I'm joking.
It was a dream.
It was a dream. I'm joking with you here because seriously, guys, so many investors make this mistake as they get into investing when on a buy fix sell that they want to get in there. They want to do all the stuff because it's going to save them money. And in all my experiences, all the people that I've interviewed that are members of NARI, so forth, I've never seen it really work out that way. There's some times that I've seen like more of a historical style of house where someone's just passionate about restoring it to a historical process again. But that's more of a hobby. Yes, it may be an investment, but that's more of a passion and hobby because you're trying to take it back to something versus, hey, this is a pure investment. We're trying to get in, out, and sell this. I just have never really seen it work out when you have the buy, fix, and sell DIY style of properties here. So you guys do this property. Now, were you able to sell this property? Did you rent the property out? What happened with this very first investment?
We sold it.
Okay, yeah, so you ended up selling the property. Did you make some profit there?
We did. We made good money. It was a little over $20,000.
Oh, nice. Okay, so good. So the story ends on a positive note. You made basically $20,000 profit on this transaction on your very first deal, which is commendable because that's not a lot of people are able to do that. You make $20,000 on the deal. You're done with this property, and now it's time to either, is it time to quit or is it time to keep going into the real estate world?
Oh, definitely keep going.
All right. So it motivated you. You guys want to learn from this. You picked up some mistakes that you guys have made, and you're ready to go to the next deal. Do you go back into buy, fix, sell, or is it into the rentals?
Oh, no. Buy, fix, and sell.
Okay. So you go back.
We like the chunks of money.
You like the big chunks of money. It's very addictive, I promise. As you get into buy, fix, and sell, it's one of those things that every time you do one, you just want to do another one again. You either get that wire from the title company or attorney's office, or you pick up that check. It is so rewarding process. It's why I still do it to this day. So you go out and you're looking for another buy, fix, and sell property. Were you able to acquire one?
We did. We found one, but this time we were going to do it a little bit different.
Yeah, so you learned from the last mistake. So now you're not going to do the DIY route, and now you're going to do the contractor route. Is that correct?
Well, not quite.
Exactly.
We thought we can still save money, but yeah. We did hire more subcontractors.
Okay, so you learn through it and you figure out, you know what, I'm going to hire some subcontractors on this one, but I'm still going to do some DIY stuff because you're just sold on how much money the DIY is still going to save you through this process, but at least you do hire some contractors. So guys, what I want to do after break is, this story gets really intriguing right after this break in this next segment. Stay tuned. Right after this break, we're going to talk about what happens in Karen's life through her investing career.
We'll be right back on The Andrew Cordell Show.
Money may not buy happiness, but with enough money, you can buy whatever makes you happy. An ordinary job won't get you there, but an extraordinary book will. Andrew Cordell's new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line, tells in plain English how to make more money and create wealth from real estate. And we'll send you the book free if you call us now at 1-800-524-4284. Get your free copy of the book full of easy-to-understand ideas to help you build wealth without risking any of your own money. Andrew's sponsors have graciously offered to help pay for shipping and handling. All you pay is $195 and they'll cover the rest. You don't need a great credit rating either. You just need to want it and you need to ask for it. Call 1-800-524-4284 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-4284 in the next 30 minutes and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-4284. That's 1-800-524-4284. Again, that's 1-800-524-4284.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about real money made from real estate. And we got a member of the National Association of Real Estate Investors here in the studio with us today, Karen Ellsworth, talking about her 18 years worth of investing and really talking about from a woman's perspective. And we went through Karen sort of the beginning of her career, how she got into it with her and her husband. And they did a buy, fix, and sell. They both had full-time jobs. Her husband worked a full-time job, and then she was a full-time stay-at-home mom. Had four children at the time, one on the way. And they got into a buy, fix, and sell. They decided to do it the DIY method. It took them 7 months to rehab the property. They sold it, made some money, made about $20,000, went on to their next property. And this time they wised up a little bit, and they did a mixture of DIY plus hiring out some contractors. Now, Karen, we left off right there in the story where you guys are now moved on to your second property, and you hired out some subcontractors, and then you did some DIY yourself. What was your feeling about that from your perspective? Would you want to, if you could go back in time, would you want to still do all DIY or part DIY or no DIY, all contractors? Looking back, what would you have preferred?
Definitely no DIY.
No DIY. Okay, good. So we're on the same page here. So you would have preferred no DIY on the process here as all investors go through this process. But you guys do a split here on this one. And were you able to make profit on this next flip?
We did.
Okay,
we
so you made some more profit. You made got some more equity spread out of the deal. You sold the property. And then basically what happens is, as we were talking off the air, is that you guys continue this process, which I think is a really unique strategy of – and that's why I think it's going to relate so much to so many of the listeners is because you have this husband and wife that sort of team up. And throughout the next 18 years, you guys just keep doing this. He has a full-time job. You have a full-time job. And then you also have this buy, fix, and sell strategy that you're doing. You're doing one house at a time. And you guys are going through the next 18 years of life doing these types of deals to add in this extra, you know, $20,000, $15,000, whatever it may be, profit of chunks of money into your life throughout this time. You're able, obviously, to learn a lot about real estate investing. But something happens throughout this process. And 21 years later, what happens as you guys are going through this process of buy, fix, and sell through these last 18 years of investing here?
Well, after 21 years of marriage, we decided to go our separate ways.
Yeah.
And we split up. We're still friends, so that's okay.
Sure.
But it's a tragedy still.
Yeah.
It's hard, whether
Absolutely.
It's the right thing or not. And you know, I found myself alone.
Yeah.
And starting over. So the big question that I found myself asking is, what do I do now? How do I support myself?
Mm-hmm.
Do I go back to school? Should I go and get a degree? Or, you know, I had to stop and think, well, what do I really know? What's my background?
Yeah.
What's my experience? And it was real estate.
Sure.
I thought, I know how to do this. You know, yes, I was busy with kids and supporting him, but I was there all every step of the way, and
start
I thought,
to finish,
I can do this. I can do this.
You know,
but it takes confidence, and after a tragedy, you lose a lot of confidence.
You do, and I wanna talk about this for a second because, you know, Karen, as we were talking off air, you know, I've been through a divorce before, and so many people nowadays have been through this divorce, and of course, yours being 21 years of marriage. You guys had 6 children together, and it's just whether you're 2 years in a marriage or you're 21 years in a marriage, you know, there's something about going through the divorce that is really sort of ground shaking in someone's life. I mean, it's just something that you don't really ever expect it. It's like your mind never prepares you of those, you know, as you grow up and you get older, you know, you sort of prepare your mind as what you face in life and what it's going to be like for children and what it's going to be like, you know, buy my first house and then make money. Your mind processes all that stuff. But I found that even in my divorce, when it happened, I had never processed prior to that, what if I got a divorce? And so it's a very trying time in someone's life. And I'm glad that you guys were able to remain friends. Of course, you guys have 6 wonderful children together as well. So you guys end up divorcing. And I know so many listeners are going to relate to this because we've all find ourselves questioning, well, what I do now? I've been through this divorce. What happens now? What am I supposed to do? And especially from your standpoint where you didn't have that career. Your husband had the full-time career where he had a job. You did not have the full-time, I'll say, income-producing job, although you worked full-time as a stay-at-home mom, as well as raising the 6 children, plus taking care of the house, plus doing real estate. And now you caught yourself in a position of, what do I do? And you faced that decision of, should I get back into real estate? Now, was that a tough decision for you? Should you get back into real estate investing?
It was really tough because it's scary.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
And when you do anything that's a delayed chunk of money or mm-hmm. or payment, it's really scary.
Because on that buy, fix, and sell, you may not get paid for, even if you do it the right way as fast as possible. I mean, realistically, you're looking at 90 days at the best, realistically 6 months to maybe 8 months before everything is finished and done before you make this chunk of money. So right. Now you got to survive this chunk of money. I want to come back and talk to you about with Karen about from a woman's perspective, how does she get in real estate from here? How does she make the decision to get back out there, get back on the horse and invest in real estate now as a single mom supporting her family as well? Right after this commercials, we'll be right back.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
Listen up, America. Are you interested in discovering proven real estate investment techniques that can create life-changing wealth? Andrew Cordell, founder of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, has just published a brand new Amazon best-selling book to give you a market edge on making money in your own backyard. In his book, Cashflow Finish Line, you'll quickly learn the top 12 strategies for making money in real estate today. Discover how to do profitable deals that don't require you lift a paintbrush, but give you fixed returns that can create cash flow and long-term wealth. Call 1-800-524-1365 now to get Andrew's new book absolutely free. Andrew's sponsors are now helping to pay for shipping and handling. You just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Plus, as a bonus, call 800-524-1365 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Learn and earn with Andrew Cordell by calling 1-800-524-1365. That's 1-800-524-1365 to get your free book today.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Hey, everyone, welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about making real money from real estate investing, and it's just a privilege and an honor to have Karen in the studio with us today. She got started over 18 years ago with her husband, and they were doing the buy, fix, and sell side of investing and continued that on for 18 years where they both had full-time jobs they would on the side do a buy, fix, and sell together. They do a lot of DIY stuff, do a lot of the construction themselves, plus hire contractors. They did that for 18 years, and then they found themselves 21 years into their marriage, separating, filing a divorce, and separating from each other. And now here's Karen, finds herself with no actual career as far as income goes. Of course, she had the most honorable career, in my opinion, which is being a full-time stay-at-home mom and raising the children and taking care of the house. I my mom did that, and I absolutely love it. But now she finds herself with no income, and so she has to go do something. Now, just to lay the story here, Karen, you did get some child support. through the divorce. You did not get any alimony after the divorce. So you were really, all you had was that you had six children now. Three had moved out of the house. Three were still in your house that you were raising, and no alimony, but you did have child support. So sort of what goes through your mind there? What's that knee-jerk reaction that you have to do? You never had that full-time, what I'll say, income-producing job. What do you do now?
Well, you get a job.
Yeah.
You've got to pay rent. You've got to pay for electricity. You've got to put food on the table.
Sure.
And with three kids, it's expensive.
Yeah.
Life is expensive. And without a degree and a full career behind me, it was really hard.
Yeah.
And I was trying to decide, do I go back to school or do I get a job? I had to get a job regardless.
Right.
And so, the job that I got was minimal wages. And so it was frustrating week after week, just barely making it. And still, I was feeling that emotional tragedy from the divorce, and it
sure
took me some time to get through that.
Yeah, I can imagine after 21 years that there's a lot of emotional scar that's there that you got to process and you got to go through. That's not something you get over in 30 days. And so you find yourself this knee-jerk reaction, which is the correct action, by the way, which is you just got to go pay for the bills. You got to get out there and not be a bum on society, not be a debt to society. And so you get out there and you jump into the workforce. And of course, like you said, you had no college degree. And so you get, unfortunately, a minimum wage position. But now you're at least making some money. You got some income coming in. Of course, you're spending it all on the children and the housing and the rent. You do have some child support coming in, but no alimony. But in the back of your mind, were you always sitting there thinking, I want to do more?
Yeah, not only did I want to do more, I needed to do more. I knew that I could do it. I had a background, and I'm smart enough. You know, I may not have a degree,
sure,
but I knew I was smart enough to take this experience and use it to my advantage. And I have not only the current situation to deal with, but I've got a future.
Yeah, that's true.
And now I'm thinking of retirement and those things on my own and kids in college, and how do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And so my default was going back to what I know.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Did you feel like, just to help the listeners here, and maybe there's some single moms on the phone, on the radio right now listening, did you feel like that you almost had to prove it to yourself that it wasn't, I mean, of course, I understand you wanted money, and I understand you wanted, like you said, retirement, but going through that divorce that you had to go through, did you feel like you had to actually, there was something that said, I have to prove this to myself that I can do this on my own. I did all these other with my partners. I just wanted to prove it to myself. Did any of that go through your mind?
Oh, absolutely. Prove it to myself. Be an example for my children.
Yeah.
Because I've got them to think about as well. But prove it to that I can do this.
Yeah, prove it to your
also,
friends, that your family.
Yeah.
You know, because when you go through a divorce, everybody sort of watches you, right?
Right.
And you know they're sort of talking at night sometimes, and you know they see you maybe on Facebook, and you're mentioned or whatever. And so you sort of go through that process that you want to prove yourself to everybody,
mm-hmm,
but most important to yourself. And so I know how that feels going through the divorce, that you just got to get back up there. You got to do it. But the same time, you got to pay your bills. So what do you do during this time frame where you're working this minimum wage job, but you want to get back into real estate? You know you got to do this. But you don't have the funds to do it right now. What do you do to stay connected or to keep your mind focused on it?
Well, that's where, now at that time, Nari wasn't around,
right,
but
right.
I got involved in real estate clubs. I had to surround myself with people who were investing, start networking, get connected. You never know who you're going to meet. You never know what doors are going to open.
Yeah.
And so that's what I did. I had to get where I was surrounded by other investors.
And Karen, I honestly believe that was the best decision that you could have ever made at the time, because so many people at that moment want to quit, right? They want to give up. And I'm not even saying they don't even have a right to, because life is tough. But you got to keep moving forward. And it would have been easy just to try to keep going on the road that you're going down of minimum wage job. But you got back on the horse. And even though you didn't have the money to invest, you kept surrounding yourself with the right people that were investing. And that's what Nari is all about. If you want to join Nari for only $1 a day, simply call 1-800-537-3440 and start surrounding yourself with the right minded type of people that are investing. Even if you're not going to invest now, start surrounding yourself with the right people, just like Karen did, for only $1 a day. 1-800-537-3440. Coming back right after this break.
We'll be right back on the Andrew Cordell Show.
The The problem with the American dream is waking up in your 40s stuck in a nightmare, working too many hours for too little money. What if you could break that cycle, supplement your income, and actually sock away some money for retirement? Or better yet, be your own boss. Keep more of what you make because you are working for you. Well, now you can, and people just like you are doing it, right here in Making Money Now Without Risking Any of Their Own Money. Find out how in Andrew Cordell's brand new Amazon best-selling book, Cashflow Finish Line. The cost? Zero. Andrew has arranged for his sponsors to help pay for shipping and handling. Just pay $1.95 and they'll cover the rest. Live the American dream on your terms, starting with a simple phone call. Call 1-800-524-0720 to get your free book. Plus, as a bonus, call 1-800-524-0720 in the next 30 minutes, and you'll also get Andrew's live webinar absolutely free. Call 1-800-524-0720 now. That's 1-800-524-0720.
You've been listening to The Andrew Cordell Show.
Welcome back to The Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show. We're talking about making real money from real estate investing, and this last about an hour here has been an awesome privilege to interview and talk to a NARI member, as well as a successful mother, a successful wife, a successful investor. And we're sort of wrapping up this segment here. And I know it relates to so many people as you got into real estate investing, and you come across those hard times. I went through it. I was a real estate investor, went through a divorce, and you find yourself really struggling and find yourself with no identity at times. And I know many of the listeners, of course, in our day and age that face those same problems. And maybe you're on the listening today and you have been through a divorce and you're trying to figure out what should I do and what is my next step that I can make inside of my career. So I want to pick back up and try to inspire you with Karen's story on how she became a successful investor even after going through a 21-year marriage and having to end it. And even though they ended on good terms and are still friends today, but it was a tough time in our life. So Karen, let's pick back up. You get this part-time job. I mean, a full-time job after 21 years of marriage. You get this full-time job as a job that's really minimum wage. And because you had to obviously pay the bills, you had to do what's right and not be a bum on society. And so you start paying your bills and working, but you always had this itch and this desire to get back into real estate investing. You find yourself here, and then you talked about to stay connected. What did you do?
Well, I surrounded myself with other investors.
Right.
I really needed to be in the loop.
You need to be in the loop. And I think that's such a key role and it's such an important decision because it kept you connected. Mm-hmm. Even though you were not actually investing, you didn't have the money to invest, it kept you connected in the world of real estate investing, of what's going on, what's popular, what's the new trends, what's the new lenders in town and so forth, because you stay connected inside of real estate. If you could tell anybody what they should do to stay connected, what would it be?
Join NARI.
There you go. Join NARI. Join NARI. As that's what NARI is about, is trying to help investors communicate, network with each other, stay connected, and find out what's going on in the market. So you stay connected, you stay networking, and you finally make a decision to make your next investment. What kind of investment do you make?
Buy, fix, and sell.
Now, to paint the picture here, you went through, like everybody has to go through, you went through the time of healing and processing the actual marriage that you had to go through. So there was a gap here of about 2 to 3 years where you were working full time, still trying to stay connected. So it wasn't like you, because I don't want to give the wrong impression to someone that a single lady that may be on the phone right now, or I'm sorry, on the radio right now, listening to what we have going on. You didn't go from divorce into buy, fix, and sell the very next month.
I didn't have the emotional stability to do it at that time.
Yeah, and no one does. That's not male or female. I know that I didn't as well. And so you go through this process of networking, staying connected, and then you make your first investment, which is a buy, fix, and sell. Tell me a little bit about that next property that you did and how relevant it was to you.
So the next property, I found a private investor, or a lender. So we had to provide the money. Still a little bit nervous, scared. I was on my own this time. And so I partnered with another investor who had been doing a lot of rehabbing and learned a lot from her. And so we partnered on that deal. And we came out of it about $15,000.
$15,000 in profit. So again, Karen, I don't know if it's just you have a lot of wisdom or great discernment, but there's decisions that you made through this process that I look back on and see so many wise decisions that were made. And one of the wise decisions that you made, not only staying connected, even though you didn't have the money to invest yet, another wise decision that you made there was, even though you had done this before, it wasn't even so much about maybe the amount of money that you made as much as it was about getting back out there and doing a deal. And so not only did you go find the private money to help you fund the deal, but you also found a seasoned investor that would help guide you, guide the deal through the process. You weren't going to make as much money, but you were going to accomplish the deal, and it's going to be done right. Again, awesome wisdom, discernment, whatever you want to call it there. Is there any reason that you decided to have that third partner come on?
Well, in my mind, this is not just a one-time thing. I'm building a career, and I'm looking towards retirement. So I wanted to learn from someone who'd been doing it and learn the right way. I wasn't going to be out tearing down walls and things myself anymore.
No, that's a great question, because I want to bring that back up to you. You started off 18 years ago in your investing career with your husband, and you were doing the DIY. You and your husband in their late nights, children were there, skunks were there, raccoons were there, and you were doing all the rehab yourself. On this deal, when you were in control of this deal, what type of rehab did you do on this one?
Well, we hired a contractor.
There you go. You hired a contractor. And the contractor goes in, finishes the project for you. You put it back on the market. You make the $15,000, and you continue out your investing career of continuing. And I like what you said earlier, that you looked at this as a long approach. You didn't look at this as one deal. And so it wasn't about getting rich on one opportunity, on one certain deal. It was about building out and creating that foundation that you needed to start your path of real estate investing. Also, during this time, some other really cool things happened in your life, because you had six children, but now you also have what else?
I have four grandchildren.
You have four wonderful grandchildren. Happens during this time frame of your life. And during the break, you were telling me an awesome story about your children. Now that you know all this stuff has happened, what do your children say to you now that all this stuff has happened?
Well, they're in college and growing up, and have seen the challenges that I've been through. And to see me come out and build a career in real estate, they've one by one have come to me and said, "I'm so proud of you, and look at what you've done. And it could have turned out so differently, but you picked yourself up and you made something out of your life."
Yeah, and I think you know, out of everything, of course, money and success is very important to all of us. But you know, being that mom, I can't think of a greater compliment than having your children watch you go through this struggle and watch you go through this and be able to come out of it ahead and be able to come out of it as a success. Get back out there, not settle for a minimum wage job. Get back on the horse and get out there and do another buy, fix, and sell. I think it's an awesome story that you have there, talking about your children watching you, believing in you, sort of behind the scenes when it was happening, and now that it's all happened, they come back and tell you how proud of you they are, and how encouraged they are by you, and how now they want to get in real estate investing as well. Guys, this is really what National Association is really all about. We want to help you out. We want you to help you get started in your real estate career, whether you're a single lady, a single man, a husband, a wife. It doesn't matter to us. We want to connect with you and help you start your real estate career. If you'd like to become a member of the National Association of Real Estate Investors, or just get more information about it, for $1 a day, you can become a member. But if you'd like to get more information, call into 1-800-537-3440. Again, 1-800-537-3440. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow on the Andrew Cordell Real Estate Radio Show.
Thanks for listening to the Andrew Cordell Show, where we earn real money in real estate. For more information, go to www.andrewcordell.com.